WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively doing our final segment from Drug City, keeping it short and light for my birthday around here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We have a Raven scratch-offs to give away. Cindy's getting one for making her way up here in the carrier at the tasting room above the fountain. We are at Drug City in Dundalk. Also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I wore the wacky hat last segment. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 0% financing this month. And my little orange light went on in the car this morning telling me oil change needed. Good thing I got Jiffy Lube MultiCare on my side. I'll be over Merritt Boulevard with my guys over there at German Hill at some point here. Probably should go when I leave here, honestly. No wait. Chuck's here. He is from the fountain. He runs all things down there. I have half of a delicious turkey Rachel over there, a birthday Rachel. And my son Barry has made his triumphant return to the program. You know, I looked through all these old pictures, dude, and like when I did the Nasty Naked run at Hooters, you're there. And you look like you're about 12, because you were. And my mom's there. Your grandmother's there. And then there's other, like, pictures of us at the barn with John Ogden or Bam Morris or Ray Lewis or different people. But, like, you haven't been on a show. When's the last time you were on a show? Like, do you even know? I mean, I'm trying to think. Has it been since I've been married? I mean, like,
yeah,
have you been on the show in the last 20 years in any way other than maybe when you could call in before 2014?
Yes, I did some locker room stuff with the Orioles. Derek Jeter in his underwear and such.
And what year was that? 5, 6, 7, somewhere there?
Yeah, something like that. 6 or 7.
You did Ravens training camp.
I did Ravens training camp. Got to hang out with Mulitalo and Stokely and
Dude, he's mentioning guys that played 23 years ago.
Yeah.
So I just ask him if he's been on. He's 39 now. And you jumped off Facebook because you're smart.
Yeah,
right?
I don't do Instagram. I don't do Facebook. I don't do any social.
Good
anything.
For you.
Okay. And you want to tell the audience why that is? Because they always ask me, where's your kid? Is he alive? And I'm like, he's not only alive, he's happier than most of you.
I'm living life.
He's not on this.
Got my eyes open.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. See?
Yeah.
Right?
That's great.
You know?
Yeah.
Chuck is here. Chuck runs things down at Drug City. He has made me an adult beverage. You know, he is 21. You can make him one if you want to.
I love a whiskey. That's why I'm here.
Oh, man. I can just open some cabinets. Not a problem.
That's why I came up here.
Hey, every time I come shopping with him here, he's down in the deep aisle, you know, going, getting all that stuff George can
come
only
over
find.
And see
you know,
me. Get trial our store picks. We give free samples of those. You can try it before you buy it to make sure you like it.
There you go.
Well, tell everybody about like the Drug City experience, because when I try to explain Drug City to people, Barry's an original, right? Like he's never you've lived in Dundalk most of your life.
He's got
right,
his carrier.
You know,
right.
He's got his carrier. He's lived in Dundalk most of his life. I lived in Dundalk half of my life. I've spent the other half of my life in Dundalk because my mother lived here and died here, and my son still lives here. And you know, I guess I'm going to die before him. But I mean, like, we're Dundalk people, and this is a Dundalk institution.
Yep.
And I've grown. I mean, Cindy, she right around the corner, first time here. Shulin taught 30 years in Dundalk and Sparrows Point. He's like, I've never been to Drug City. I've been across the street with Fantasia. I'm like, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
So you and George come together, you concoct this idea to put a bar in the bar, a cafe in the cafe, a breakfast joint in the breakfast joint, a coffee shop in the coffee shop, a liquor store in the old coffee shop, and we still got the pharmacy here and everything you're known for.
The original fountain was over where the card department is now. That came in the late 50s, early 60s. So then when Doc George obtained the business, he wanted to get the liquor license for the liquor store on Sundays. Doc Harry didn't have that liquor license because back then, the blue laws, nothing was open on Sunday.
Nothing.
Right? It was church, family, and dinners, right? That's pretty much all it was.
The mall, if you can picture this, the mall when I was a kid on Sundays, it was open so you could walk through it, but everything was shut all of my childhood. Every Sunday, you go through, it'd be dark, the fountain would be running. No penguins, they were gone by then. But you just walk through East Point Mall, nothing, right?
That's correct.
Weren't allowed to be open.
Right, that's correct. Yep, so when we were kids, that liquor store was closed with a cage. Doc Carey didn't have the liquor license.
Now, obviously. Bars could be open on Sunday. Different rule.
Correct. No carry out. No package goods, quote unquote. So,
but you could shoot pool,
sure.
Have a sandwich, you know.
Yep.
So it was a social club. It wasn't a drinking club.
Pretty much. And when Doc George obtained the business, he wanted to get that liquor license. So they said to him, just open a small bourbon bar in your store. And because you guys are connected, you can sell package goods go on Sunday. So the caveat is, though, I have to be open the same hours as the liquor store. So even though we don't do breakfast anymore, we do open at 8, so I can offer you coffee, bourbon, pies from Dangerously Delicious Pies. Still do pies from Rodney's place.
And Rodney on up in here, man. Yeah. Rodney came in here and ripped it up with us.
He did.
Good. He had never been to Drug City.
Nah,
this is when when I came to George about a year and a half ago. Chuck, the reason we're here, and I were having crabs at the bar at Costas, and Chuck said,
and before
you should
that,
do the crab cake over at my place.
Before that, when I was a technician at Comcast, and you were a little one, you were doing your radio show when I was doing service calls, and I was listening to you on WNST.
Nice.
Every night, every day.
Still there every night, every
day. Yes, sir. Yeah. I used to listen to you all the time when I used to run my service calls in my truck.
I appreciate that.
And then I'd bump into you at Casas, and the one year I gave you the little carnation we did for, I was at a church, it was for Mom's Day, Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
And you were down Casas, and we had different colors for if your mom was still with us or if your mom wasn't.
I remember you giving me one.
And you were there, and I walked up.
I remember you giving me one.
I said, I'll be right back. Went out in the car, and I gave you one, and you were very appreciative. And we'd always bump each other at Casas. We'd always see each other there. And that one day I was down there and I had my fountain gear on and you were sitting across from me and I said, you got to come see me at the fountain. And you were like, what? And
I said, I've been coming to Drug City my whole life. Yeah,
I said, we do crab cakes. He says, you got to be kidding me. Because And we actually came in second place behind Casas for best Dundalk crab cake from the Dundalk Eagles Reader's Choice Awards. And I'll take second place all day because they ship around the world. You should be winning. I'm just a soda fountain, right? So that's how you and I came about. And then I gave you my number that night. And then the next morning I talked to George about, you know, getting this all together. And he was on board. And that's how it
all
started.
Now I got a birthday drink out of this. What is orange cream? Wait.
Orange creamsicle vodka seltzer. Yeah, so we do our own like hard seltzer drinks right from the tap.
I want to tell you what this tastes like. It tastes like an egg custard snowball with a little bit of special sauce.
Yeah, okay.
It's what it tastes like.
What I tried to make
it looks
first
like egg custard too, doesn't it? But it tastes like it.
I got a candy corn syrup in yesterday.
Okay.
For Halloween, right?
So is that in this?
No. I was going to do that, and when I made the soda to taste it first, it just tastes like a cream soda. I'm like, no. That's a cream soda. It didn't taste like nothing candy corn to me, so I scratched that and just had an orange creamsicle for you.
I had the almond smash last time I was here.
That was
great.
That was the old suburban sodas.
Remember suburban.
You can make that big boy too.
You can. You can put vodka in that, and that becomes the Tahoe, not the suburban.
So I'm going to do something here tonight because I like big boy drinks. I like that big boy root beer. You know. So
yeah.
I was down in Texas this week, and there ain't a damn thing to recommend Dallas, Texas. Mm. Dallas, Texas, is the worst place on earth. I mean, and I'll tell anybody that. I've been to bad places, Oakland. You know, I mean, I've been places. Dallas is awful. Mm. So we're there. We got stuck there for a day and a half. It would have been 2.5 days had the Orioles won. They didn't win. But they got barbecue. Mm. So I went to Hard Eight Barbecue. I took Luke down there the first day, and then we lost the game, and then I moved the flight, and I went to the Pecan Lodge. This is a Guy Fieri place. Hell sent me there, my buddy John Keller, Dundalk's very own John Keller. So I got a little sandwich brisket. I was going to go to Terry Black's, but instead I went. So when I get home tonight for my birthday, I have Texas barbecue, Texas brisket, I have two giant ribs, I have collard greens, brown sugar collard greens, I got some mac and cheese, I got some banana pudding, and I got some pinto beans, because I'm home alone, and I can eat beans until my wife comes home Sunday. I got to have them gone by then. So I'm down in Texas, and I'm going to have big boy root beer with that. It's very rare that I think of like pairing something sweet with food,
sure.
Right? Like these kinds of drinks, I don't know what I would pair this with from a food standpoint. Maybe a turkey Rachel, which is what I have. But when I think of barbecue, I think of like a root beer with liquor in it as being like like a sarsaparilla kind of pairing with a spicy Texas barbecue, you know?
Absolutely.
So when you pair this, what are you pairing some of these things with?
I would pair that with that would go great with like a summer dish, cheeseburgers, something maybe like just brats, you know, something that's
I got a bratwurst in Texas the other night.
Brats would work great with the seltzers. With the bourbons, you could do, we just released a Russell's single barrel pick, which is right behind me. Actually, you can see all those, that's where they came
from. Hold on here. You got all these, you had these little scary figures here, right? Like, hold on here. This is, it's Halloween. This is what they do here at Drug City.
Yep. So Mike J, who's on his cruise right now, he set these up. Russell's, that's a single barrel pick that Doc George put together. So he went to Russell's, tasted a few barrels, and said, I like that one. So he purchased the entire barrel. In the back is all the information about when it was.
Oh, so you buy the barrel and then they pour it in
then
here
they
for you.
It.
Okay.
Right. So it becomes a Drug City exclusive.
So it's a selected by Drug City 2023, yeah. Checked in, 11-11-13 distilled. Mm-hmm. So it's a 9-year stored in oak barrels, dumped on 6-7-23, bottled on 7-18-23, and available right here at Drug City.
Sold out.
Not available here at Drug City.
90 minutes, sold out. I had a line this morning.
How much is this bottle?
That was $79.
That's good.
Yeah.
See? He knows.
Yes.
That's good.
Yep. So we do have
pours.
That's
why I sold out.
we do have pours downstairs available at the fountain. You can come in and get a pour. It's an $8 single-ounce pour. It's fantastic. Our friend Justin from All View Liquors in Howard County, he did his barrel pick, which was just the same barrels.
God, this has gotten specified.
4 days
right?
apart,
all of it, right?
Yeah. And it, believe it or not, the 4 days apart, it's a night and day difference between both of those bottles. Night and day. It's crazy.
So, George goes and tastes what he likes and
He'll
says, I want
the barrel. And say, I'll buy the whole barrel.
I'll buy the whole barrel. And he tastes 30 barrels to find one he likes. Like that, right?
Yep. Correct.
And they're all going to taste different.
Absolutely. Yep.
The only thing I know about liquor, and you weren't with me on this because you didn't want to go and be a part of my 50th birthday in Tennessee. Speaking of Tennessee, we're in London this weekend playing the Titans. My 50th birthday was October 14th, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We played the Titans in Tennessee that day. It was the last trip I think I ever took anybody on. I had a really small boutique trip. It was like 20, 25 people. And we got, when the game was over on Sunday, Monday was the 15th. We went back on Tuesday. A lot of the trips go back Sunday night, Monday. We went in a little later, but Monday I ran a trip to Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I am not a whiskey guy at all. You know, it's not my preferred palate. It's sort of like when I think of oysters and I'm about to do an oyster tour. When I go into a place, I'll get the chicken, I'll get the fish, I'll get the crab cake, I'll get the steak, I'll get the pork. Yeah, maybe then I'll get the scallops or the oysters. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I like scallops and oysters. They're just always. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't hate whiskey, bourbon. It's just I would be more like, give me a beer, give me a wine, give me a margarita. Like, I like tequila. Give me a vodka-based drink where I don't taste it so much, or a foo-foo girly drink with some ice in it and blend it
absolutely.
A little bit. You know?
I was never into bourbon or whiskey either until I started working here. And when you start to work here and you're surrounded by awesome people that come in that drink our bourbons, they explain the palate of what you taste for when you do have
he
bourbon
loves
or whiskey.
It.
Right. And I'm seeing now, I'm 51, I'm seeing younger folks come in, and it amazes me that their palate is so matured at such a young age, where when I was that age, I was not thinking about this.
Right.
I'm drinking terrible shots and beer and stuff like that. But now when
tequila with the worm,
a certain bottle comes down, right? So, you know, you taste for how long was it aged? What kind of barrel was it in? You're looking for like vanilla, caramel notes. It's and you put a drop of water in it, it opens up, it makes it more floral. Like,
I don't know any of this.
I've learned,
adding water is something that I've grown over the past 5 to 7 years to figure out.
Sure.
To
learn. You'll try it without, and you're like, all right, I put a drop of water in. And then that just it opens it up and makes it like almost a totally
different.
All right,
I'm going to come over and give it a spin with you.
Yeah.
Because I will say this, and this was just my only whiskey experience as an adult. Other than sampling, and even when I'm at a Best of Baltimore or I'm the celebrity judger or whatever, first off, I stay sober at those things. So, like, the notion that I'm going to have a watermelon this and a wine that and a vodka that and a liquor that and a beer, that, like, at the tasting events, I go into one thing and I'm like, all right, I'm going to have that Malbec tonight, and that's when I'm going to have two of those, and I'm going to make it home. Because you can get sick on the food, let alone on mixing and matching all this. But I went to Jack Daniels that day, open-minded. I wasn't driving, right? We're on this bus. I'm at the whole Jack Daniels story is unbelievable. The cabin, you walk the land, it's just beautiful. You leave, you go across this bridge into a little town, you get a sandwich, kind of like the fountain. There's old school places there and sell ice cream in Lynchburg. You get a lemonade, you go across the bridge, you go back, you ride around, you see all this. But you go into the tasting rooms and the barrels where you smell the it's not hops. What the hell is it? Whiskey.
Barley.
But that smell comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit in a room much like the tasting room here, and they brought the barrels through. And, like, I bought the Sinatra experience, right?
Right.
I paid the extra $5 for the tasting or whatever so that I could have more variety.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they put – five or six different snifters down in front of me. It was all Jack Daniels. It was this. It was that. It was a 75-year, whatever it all this is. And I liked them all. And yeah. I left a little tipsy. And I left a little bit more open-minded to saying, sure. at one point, my kid might be telling me about dropping water right. and to make it.
And with Jack Daniels, they have a distinct mash that they use that gives you that peanutty banana smell. So if you smell like the Jack Daniels, you'll get that banana peanut smell. And that's a very distinct ingredient that they use in their mash to make it that distinct for them. We have two single barrels downstairs now that we sold out of, but I have it at the fountain. It's one was called High Five, 128 proof, so it's a little bit bump behind it. But remind you, you're doing a half ounce or 1 ounce pours, and they're sippers. Folks come in, I'm like, guys, these aren't shots. You're not throwing them back because you're looking at 100 plus proof on each one of these. And I've had younger kids
That's
come
how
in.
We did it wrong. We were younger.
Absolutely. I have younger kids come in. I explain this, how to do it, how to drink it, and they just go, woof, and I'm like, you just ruined it. Like, you're not getting the experience of what are you tasting for? Man, I get these vanilla notes. I do get the banana.
Wouldn't you listen to this guy? Doesn't he look like he has wisdom in the beard? I mean, honestly.
It's from working. All my thanks go to Doc George and Mike in the liquor store. Those guys are the geniuses behind everything that we put up front for everybody, and it's fantastic.
What do you love about it?
I love a lot about it. I love that there's always more to learn. I love that you can put it in a different bottle, in a different cask, in a different time period. There's so much. Then you get into bitters. Then you get into making drinks with them, yep. like old fashions.
Old fashions.
You get into
yep.
like different
Manhattans.
So today on my Drug City one of my friends jumped my thread and said that's my place where I get old. I've never had an old fashioned in my life. So I sit at the Beaumont at the bar and they make all these smoky, and I smell it and I'm like, man, that smells like something I'd like a taste of. I don't want to drink the whole thing because I'm driving home or whatever. Sure. And they give you that sexy ass ice cube, a giant
single block,
and steam and that, and I'm like, it feels like grown up. Feels James Bond to me,
Very much,
a little bit,
pinky
right?
Pinky out when you drink,
right? Totally. And I have never had an old fashioned in my life, like when I mean that. So what do I need to know about an old fashioned? Would I enjoy that?
You I think you would.
He enjoys
now,
it.
There's a couple ways that now, just from how we make it and how I see it made in some other places, I can cringe. To me, an old fashioned is a gentleman drink. It's neat. It's clean. I don't think anything should be muddled in an old fashioned because nothing should be floating in your drink. It shouldn't be a fruity drink like that.
Jack, that's Laura Miller's husband, Jack D'Angelo. They live down at Sparrows Point. So they're here. He said the Drug City old fashioned is my go-to.
The Drug City old fashioned, we do it butterscotch syrup. So we put butterscotch
what?
In it.
I might like that.
It adds a nice little sweetness to it. I also created a caramel apple old fashioned where I use a little caramel syrup and Granny Smith green apple. Not a lot, just a little bit, because I'm not trying to take the bourbon away from you and make it overly sweet, but just give you that taste of that caramel apple, or like in the instance of the Drug City, the butterscotch. It just makes it a little different. Now, my traditional old fashioned guys, it might be too sweet for them. So, it's just...
But it's an entry point for me.
Sure. It's 2 ounces of a bourbon of your choice. We use Old Forester down at the fountain. And then it's 3/4 ounces of simple syrup, which is just sugar water, or 3/4 ounces of the butterscotch, depending. Now, if I'm doing the Granny Smith green apple with the caramel, I just go one pump, which is 1/2 ounce, because I don't want to add too much of that. Both of them together can be overly sweet. So I don't want to make it too sweet for you. And then you get your choice of bitters, which I have black walnut, the traditional bitters, orange, cherry, and I have a chocolate bitters. So you get.
I don't know that I've ever had a bitters in my life.
Just 2 dashes of bitters just adds a little bit of bite to it.
Look at how happy he is.
And
look at how pleased my son is.
I have orange and the regular. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we basically take the orange.
He doesn't make any of these drinks for me. He learns all this, and he steals it away for the next generation.
Well, I'm not like super fancy. I don't do the orange peel. Yeah, I don't do the rimming of the glass with the orange. I don't do any of like the gentleman stuff.
Sure. We'll take the orange peel and we'll just peel the top of the orange because all you want is the oil, right? So I'm taking the oil, the inside, and I'm rimming your glass. So when you take that drink, you're getting a little bit of that citrus orange as well, but you're not getting the floaty orange shit coming up in your mouth.
Right, just essence.
Correct, the essence. And then I get one of the delicious alcoholic cherries and put it in there, not a maraschino cherry that I see everywhere.
It's a grown-up cherry.
Is that like a moonshine?
Luxardo.
Like one of the moonshine jars?
Luxardo cherries, yeah.
Okay.
And we put that in there for you as well, and over one rock, and just serve it and enjoy. Now, I've seen places.
He makes me want to end the show right now. Let's get downstairs.
I can bring one up here
right now.
I can probably make one here. But I've seen people put soda in it.
Does steam come off this too? You don't do any of that. No, that's different. The smoky, that's different.
That's a smoke one. Now, I do have a hickory syrup I can add to it that gives you that hickory smoky taste without that smoky, like, look.
He will tell you, this is my son. I have enough vices. I don't need another.
And if you're a cigar guy,
I'm not a cigar guy.
Nice cigar with a bourbon or an old fashioned or a Manhattan goes great. And the great thing about
you treat
Manhattan
me like
drink,
an old guy now. You know that. It's because I'm 55. You starting AR?
I'm right behind you. I'm 4 years right behind you, buddy. So I'm not that far off. But the Manhattan, one of the interesting stories about that is, Manhattan's area code is 212. And that is the ingredients for that Manhattan drink. So it's 2 ounces of bourbon, 1 ounce of sweet vermouth, and 2 dashes of bitters. 212. And that's the Manhattan area code.
Well, you got to make a 410.
And that's right, exactly.
I've been doing radio 32 years, 55 years on the planet just to learn all this. I'm learning all this. Yeah, I like that.
So yeah, so we try to give you a little education when you come in too, and you know, what do you taste? How do you feel? Like, what is it? What do you get, you know, on your tongue, or, you know, an aftertaste, or maybe, like I said, it depends what kind of barrel it might be put in. I've bourbons downstairs that were done in a rum barrel, so you get a little bit of rum.
But
in
like,
there.
Aren't these bourbon people like you're putting the butterscotch this or the caramel? Like, nobody would want that. Like, not if you're a real whiskey nerd. Or is it cool to flavor or have?
They like to experiment. They like to try that, right? But like I said, you don't want to overwhelmingly give you too much of that because it's going to take away from that bourbon, which you really want. When I first started working here, I had a bunch of bourbon guys at the bar, and I said to them, how did you guys get into whiskey and bourbon like this? And they said, Chuck, we used to have it with cola or soda, that eventually they don't want the cola.
The sugar.
They just want the juice. They don't want the sugar. Right. I said, oh, okay. And they said, what about you, Chuck? Do you like any whiskey or bourbon?
And Jack and Coke was, you know, that's a Dundalk tradition, right?
I said, when my band plays out, people send up shots of Fireball, and the guy goes, get the F out of here. That's the Natty Bows of whiskey. And I said, well, I like Natty Bow too, so whatever. But yeah, it's great. Like all our bourbon guys, you know, and it's a nice angle of the fountain because we're a little bougie, right?
So if
not
we,
too much, if, but and I love that.
If we had somebody old school from Dundalk. Shulman would remember this. He just left. But when I was a boy in the late 70s, early 80s, and the Four Roses Distillery was still burning over
by Seagram's.
Seagram's, right?
Yeah.
You would smell, when I was in high school,
you could smell that whiskey.
You would smell the
absolutely
whiskey in the air. If the wind was blowing the right way toward Dundalk High, Holabird more Holabird as I'm remembering it as a kid. But you could smell. Little different than smelling Essex on the way into Dundalk.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, which I did today, by the way.
Of course.
You know, I
the weekend.
She was
that's
ripe.
Right.
She was ripe. She was ripe the other day when I went to Costas. But used to smell that sort of odor of, smelled like bourbon. I mean, it smelled like Jack Daniels place.
Exactly. And my grandmother used to live on Liberty Parkway.
Oh, my God. She's right underneath me.
When we go over there, I could always smell it from her place or as
so
we
you
passed.
Do have that memory.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right.
I absolutely
right
do. Yep. I do.
All right, we're at Drug City. We're at the tasting room. My kid's here. I thought, you know, anything you want to say about sports life? You hiding out?
No, not really. I'm not hiding out. You can find me. My phone still works.
You're not on the internet. Anytime I put you up, you're a far bigger celebrity than me on the web because you're elusive.
It's the pink hair.
Amongst other things, yes. But more than that, it's just the fact that you're a rare sighting, you know, when people see you.
You don't want to give people too much of a good thing, you know? Moderation.
Exactly.
Moderation.
I'm
going to
give him his own show. I've offered him his own show for 25 years.
Live from the fountain.
Think about it. If you did a show,
bourbon.
I wouldn't have to.
We'll do a bourbon podcast. We'll do a bourbon podcast.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll do
get the guys from Old Line. I love the Old Line guys. They're local.
They just came the other day and saw me, and they're fantastic. Yep, they're great.
Go down to Key Brewing.
Yep.
All right, we've got an offshoot now. It's like it's like when Happy Days spun off Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy. This show is going to spin off.
That's right.
The Chuck and Barry podcast.
The Cheers Frasier spinoff, right?
The whiskey podcast,
right,
live from the tasting room. I like that.
Yes,
well, thanks for coming by for my birthday. I just want to let people know you're alive.
I'm here.
And, well, my son's still here. He's still doing well. Chuck is still here. He's downstairs at the fountain. Come by, make him as busy as he was so I could get him up here on the show. Come by and get a Vady Scatty little hoodie for your drinks.
That's right.
You left me a couple of these little little skull and bones guys.
I did.
You guys do so much seasonal stuff here too. I mean, Christmas is about to come in, right?
Yeah.
We're about to do Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Halloween's going to give way to the next season.
With Rodney on that part, Dangerously Delicious Pies, I try to get seasonal now. So I'm getting all pumpkin pies, roasted apple, apple crumb, sweet potato, and of course the Baltimore bomb, and you love the pineapple right side up.
Pineapple upside right side. Yeah, I went over to see him right after he was here. My wife and I were going to an Oriole game, and we were looking for food on the way down the corridor. We stopped in Hamden. We had a piece of, I love his chicken pot pie.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So I just, you know, I mean, we were having like dinner, so we had a beer, had a Natty Bow, and had a chicken pot pie, and and living right in Hamden.
They do a great steak mushroom with Gruyere cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's a smog.
And that's fantastic. And I made that one morning for breakfast with runny eggs, and it was awesome. So, yeah, it's good.
I'm like, thinking about runny eggs in a smog pie. I'm just thinking it's like a steak and eggs.
Yeah, that's what that's
steak and eggs pot pie.
That's exactly what it was.
Woo! Like. Yeah, now you're thinking. You're getting me interested in that. So for Drug City, I pitch it the way I pitch it. How would you pitch it to the audience? Somebody like Cindy here who's never been here, or George or Luke coming down from Pennsylvania. What are they going to find? Because some people are like, is it like an Amish market? Is it like a, what is it like? And I'm like, it's unlike anything you could picture other than maybe a 1950s or 60s dime store with modern things that's never left. Right. That has stayed up with the times. Is that
absolutely
fair enough?
I mean, some of the ladies that have been here have been working here for 40 years because they love Doc Harry, and Doc George is the same exactly as Doc Harry was. So when you come in here, you're going to get like a one-stop shop, right? You can come in and get a prescription. There's a post office in here. Money orders, cash checks.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I've mailed stuff from here.
Yeah,
actually, the liquor
store
got a jersey mailed out to Cleveland.
The card store, and then you can come over to the fountain, grab lunch, grab a drink, and then we take you back a little bit with the 47 jukebox, the May West. It's an original jukebox that Doc George
you can take home a six pack of different beers, which we do
mix and match your
often,
own.
You know, and you get to bring your own. It's you have to reuse this. I got sassed at the door by your lady there because I didn't have my things. You know, like because my wife's like, I just brought like six of them back and just left them. She's like, no, you get a dollar. You have to keep those. So she's like, don't just turn those in. You get a dollar
save
off.
A buck,
you know?
That's right. A buck's
so
a buck.
So she was like, hey, you didn't know about this.
Absolutely. But it's something for everybody. I love it when the kids come in because the kids love ice cream. Who doesn't, right? So we're fist bumping. We're making milkshakes and ice cream and sprinkles and chocolate sauce and whatever you want.
You look like a nice guy, but you're a jerk.
I can be.
Soda jerk.
Soda jerk.
Right. All the time.
I mean, they have everything here. They have the candy aisle.
The candy aisle is fantastic.
Candy from the 40s. Right. Do you want candies that's new?
Yeah.
They have everything.
Yep. And then, we have... The bourbon guys come in, they're a little bougie, right? They're trying 1 ounce pours, half ounce pours, nice cocktails, right? It's very classy. We don't have to kick anybody out. We have any problems with, like, we have one way in, one way out. So we don't want to make any kind of issues with customers getting in and out of the store, in and out of the restaurant. That's why we don't do beer, right? Because I could sit anywhere and pound beer all day. This is my spot. I love going there. But this is not that kind of spot. I love that we're a little bougier, that we don't offer that. And then, like, some of the older folks come in, and they tell you great stories about, I used to take the streetcar down Dundalk Avenue, and I stop and get a transfer, and I get a phosphate and lime. And I say, I can make you that. You can make me that? Like, you know, that's great. It's a great feeling.
What's a phosphate and lime?
Phosphate is acid phosphate. It comes in a jar, and you add it to root beer, ginger ale.
It's fizzy.
It adds more fizz, a little bite. It's almost like a bitter, almost. Okay. And it's really good for, like, upset stomach and stuff, too. That's why it goes great with ginger ale.
That's why you got it at the pharmacy back in the day.
Correct. And back in the
day. Back when it was cocaine, back in the day.
Or they used to do ammonia Cokes. They used to put ammonia in sodas, and it was a stomach remedy. And I actually had a customer come in once and say, can you put ammonia? I said, no, I'm not a pharmacist. Are you serious? I said, yeah, I'm serious. I'm not putting ammonia in nobody's soda.
You're a chemist. Like, I got to bring Chulin back.
The days of that are gone, but it's a great spot. There's something for everybody. We do lunch every day 10 to 4. After 4 o'clock, you can stop in and have ice cream, cocktails, and drinks. But we just want to pound out a great lunch every day and keep it simple and consistent and just keep it good.
Well, that turkey Rachel I had was delicious. 30 different kinds of potato chips?
30 different seasonings, yeah. And our kitchen's small, so we do our own kettle chips. We get the kettle chip from one of our vendors, and we put it in a big metal container under a heating lamp. And that warms them up, and it extracts the oil. So then we do all the seasonings in-house. So when we make the seasonings and we season your chip, it
I got
sticks.
Salt and pepper. They were delicious.
But we have it.
It was tough, though, because, I mean, Korean barbecue, I was looking at cheddar, hot cheddar. There were a lot of things that I was thinking,
I even have a maple chip, which is a sweet. It's a maple. So some people like a sweet instead of a savory. So we'd like to mix it up. Like I said, with my syrups, if I get something that can come in, like the candy corn, let's mess with one. I'll buy one bottle, and if we can make some kind of creation or some kind of soda, great. I did that with the cotton candy. I got a cotton candy soda in, did a cotton candy Sprite, and then we put Pop Rocks in it for the kids, and it gets all fizzly and pops, and the kids love that. So it's great when you bring it to the table and you do
that.
You
know what happened to Mikey?
Yeah. That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That sound was me out of a drink.
We can fix that.
I think
that.
The show might be over with.
We
I
can
think.
Fix that while you...
Like sands through the hourglass.
Those are the days of our lives.
Barry's my son. He's hanging out. Chuck's here. He's hanging out. He's at the fountain. We're at Drug City. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, giving away Raven scratch-offs. I don't know when the next Crab Cake Tour is. I didn't even, like, it's not that I didn't want to do this one. I felt bad hitting you and George a month ago. I'm like, all right, look, it's my birthday weekend, so I kind of want to celebrate, but there might be a Game 5. We might have to move it. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to book, like, guests because I'm going to have to move things around. I said, but I want to do it. I want to come here, promote the place, make sure I get a proper, you know, birthday show in. Mm-hmm. And Luke came and George came and Barry came and you came and it's all worked out well today.
Yeah, Doc George couldn't make it. He's at a barbecue festival up in Harford County this weekend. So he's competing Friday and Saturday
in this barbecue festival.
So he was here this morning for the Russell's release.
I know one thing, you take him some Big Boy root beer, it'll taste better. The barbecue will taste better if you do that.
I'm sure Doc George has quite the recipes for some drinks.
I should go up to Harford County when I leave here is what I should do.
Yeah.
Yep. Get some brisket
today and tomorrow.
I have brisket in my house from Texas.
You do.
Though. I got to eat
you
that
first. You got the
first,
good stuff
though.
There, right?
I got to eat that first. I got to get rid of that. Come down and see George. Come down and see Chuck. Come down and see all of our friends at Drug City. My son, Bear, anything you want to say? Because you're going to do the radio show again. Next time he talks about the radio show. Yeah, I remember back when you were 55 and still walking. That's when I did the show. I'll be in a walker.
Well, you need the soft chair.
Dude, you were bragging about, like, when Edwin Mulitalo was a radio.
I'm not. I'm
it
just saying the last time I worked. The last time I worked and did radio. I'm sure I've done radio
since then.
I'm sure I have.
I do the show. I know who's on the show.
Well, you got to
book
me.
I haven't had you on the show.
Well, I mean, my phone works. Text me. Book me.
Hey, is that Stavros guy funny?
Yeah, he's local.
I know. Is he funny?
He just sold out the lyric, I think.
I know, but is
night.
He funny?
Yeah, he's funny.
Sold out. That's impressive.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was at that show last night. And I know he's Greek, and I know he's from Baltimore, so why wouldn't I get along with him? I get along with everybody else. Well, there is one Greek guy in Baltimore I don't get along with, but I get along with all the rest of them.
There's
that's true.
Baltimore.
That's true.
It's just, yeah, you know, I mean, literally.
Baltimore comedy.
Greeks
great.
Love me, except one.
Ryan Sickler's out in California doing well. Starbucks is doing killing it.
What about the guy that does the Best Buy employee things? Well, he's from Dundalk,
Best
right?
Best Buy employee thing.
Scott, so he played. No. He does the little snippets. Like he does the he's like he acts like the angry employee. You know what I'm talking about? He's a big head.
I'm unaware.
In the videos, TikTok.
He's
a Dundalk comedian. The guy's from Dundalk.
I don't do TikTok.
I don't do TikTok either because the Chinese run it.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You know,
I try to keep
Instagram
my girlfriend
a little
off
bit.
TikTok. She gets all her information from TikTok. I'm like, stop. Come out of the rabbit hole. I said.
Sometimes you get a recipe. I mean, I might be able to learn how to make a nice butterscotch old fashioned on there.
Maybe
but
you
I
can. But you can text your buddy Chuck, and he'll tell you too.
I wouldn't trust it for truth in politics or government. That's all I would say.
That's
it's run
right.
by the Chinese. So, all right, you're going to go have one of those butterscotch drinks with me.
Of course. Come on down. Let's get a drink.
I'm not going to get anything done tonight.
No,
I'm at Drug City. It's all brought to you by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Give them a call if you need windows. We did last year. We're really happy. Weather's changing. It sucks out. But if you got great windows, it helps in all sorts of ways, including saves you money. I am also very, very thrilled that Jiffy Lube is back with us. Jiffy Lube MultiCare, just in time for my little orange light to pop on today. So I need to get over to Jiffy Lube, which I'll be doing at some point before my wife gets home on Sunday. Ravens in London. We will be on the other side of that. The Detroit Lions will be in town next week. And the Baltimore Orioles season will still be over. Made it almost an hour with you guys. We didn't talk about baseball. Is that okay?
That's okay, of course. Plenty of time for that next year.
I knew he was going to say next year. Signing off from Drug City, I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I am thirsty. It's my birthday, and we'll be back to talking sports and all sorts of good stuff right after this.